ABC Radio Australia.
Thousands of people are continuing to demonstrate across Indonesia's most eastern provinces of West Papua and Papua, that shares the border with Papua New Guinea, in what's become the largest protests in the restive region in years. Now, despite the national Indonesian government blocking the internet in large parts of those provinces, some videos and photos are getting out. Now, here are the sounds of some of the protests of the last few days. And this, hundreds of people turned out in Paniai in Papua province, where they were performing a traditional waiter dance while some of the crowd were flying what is banned, the West Papua Morning Star flags. And over in the West Papua city of Sorong, activists have shared video protesters there marching down the street yesterday protesting. An Indonesian human rights lawyer says what began more than 10 days ago as a protest over perceived ethnic discrimination and racism has clearly become a rallying call for a new referendum on independence for the region of West Papua. She says for the first time, Indonesians too are throwing their support behind the demands. Lawyer Veronica Komen says it's clear that pressure is mounting on the national government in Indonesia to respond. Now, it has by deploying more than 1,000 soldiers to the region, and the government says its block on the internet will remain in place for another week. It argues the measure aims to protect people from fake news, but advocates and pro-independence leaders say they fear the government's trying to hide possible human rights abuses. Here is Benny Wender. He's the chairman of the umbrella group for the independence movement, the United Liberation Movement for West Papua.
We know there's a lot of military are deploying, and I'm worried that I don't want that this happen like East Timor 25 years ago at the Santa Cruz massacre. And that is it's a little bit worrying. So that's why I really need attention, particularly in the region like Australia, New Zealand and the Pacific leader. This is the situation.
There's a West Papua pro-independence leader, Benny Wender, speaking with the ABC. Well, I spoke with the human rights lawyer, Veronica Komen, who specialises in West Papua, earlier.
It has become clearer and even more unified that their demand now is for referendum on self-determination, independence referendum, whereas when the protest began last week, it was still against condemning racism and the call for a referendum was here and there. But right now, it's clear. The message is clear. They are demanding independence referendum as a solution to end the racism and occupation in West Papua.
These protests are the largest seen in the region in quite a few years. Is what's unfolding, in your opinion, unprecedented then?
Yes, and what I find even more fascinating is the support from the Indonesian people. And this is totally a new chapter, because 2 days ago, the Students' Council of the biggest state university in Indonesia, state-owned university, called for solidarity, that basically saying that they're supporting this right to self-determination of West Papuan people. And some university in Sulawesi has also publicly declared their support, that they actually took the street for that solidarity. So I saw that many public figures, Indonesian public figures, said publicly on Twitter that they also support that according to our constitution, that all forms of colonialism must be eradicated. So we must stick to our constitution and we must give the right to self-determination of West Papuan people. So I think the central government cannot just ignore this anymore.
So in your opinion, is pressure building on President Joko Widodo to act?
Yes, yeah. But weirdly enough, the central government, President Jokowi, instead of addressing this large, again, these huge waves of protests and these calls from everywhere, he instead choosing to announce the new capital of Indonesia. Like, wow, what is your priority? So far, the response by central government has been pathetic.
Now, the Indonesian government has announced it's going to continue this internet blackout for another week. It claims it's about stopping fake news from spreading, but you've actually appealed to the United Nations Human Rights Commissioner. You claim that this blackout's fundamentally violating the rights of West Papuans. How so, when the government claims it's actually about protecting people?
The internet shutdown in West Papua is not like you are shutting down internet like in any other place. This is West Papua. This is one of the most restricted regions in the world. There's no press freedom there. And from the track record of how Indonesian security forces treating West Papuan people, we have objective concern, reasons to be very worried of the situation in West Papua. I really hope for the best, and particularly I think that the internet shutdown, I mean the Indonesian government restrict the internet just so the world cannot see this tens of thousands of people are demanding independence referendum.